March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's talk a little bit of baseball here, because you know what? Baseball should take a little bit of a lap right now. That's what it should do. Baseball should take a little bit of a lap, because there has been a lot of conversation. And I think in some ways that conversation is dying down about, well, is baseball dying and all those things? Well, stop it. Baseball is shifting. I was listening to a podcast a couple of days ago, and the conversation was that 85% of baseball games are only available in its local market. That's obviously very different than the NFL. It's obviously very different than other sports that we watch because of the volume, because of all of those factors. So baseball has become a much more local and regional game, and it's unfair to compare it to the NFL or maybe even basketball that is it's packaged and marketed much differently. But if you look at opening day on Thursday, there were 14 baseball games. It was the most attended opening day since 2017. Baseball on Thursday, the baseball games averaged 42,000 fans. 42,000 people. That is in 14 different cities around the country, bought a ticket and attended a baseball game. Attended a baseball game. Now, we'll see what the television ratings look like in those markets. I'm assuming that they are very good. Baseball is just different than the other sports. That doesn't make it worse than the other sports. It doesn't mean that something's wrong with it. It's just not football. It's just not the NBA. But all of the numbers would suggest to you, at least in terms of the on-the-field product, baseball is as healthy as it's been in quite some time. People are engaged with the product. People watch the product. People buy into the product. People follow baseball. Look at the television ratings on local levels. Look at the attendance on local levels. 42,000 people around the country at all of these ballparks made the decision to go out there and watch a baseball game. That's a sign of a very, very healthy league. So I think yesterday is a banner day. There are a lot of things that I think baseball does wrong and could even do better than this. But in terms of going to the game, the in-stadium experience, what they provide, man, the entertainment is still second to none. I thought that yesterday, Rob, was a banner day for the sport with the attendance.
I really hope, and it won't, but I hope, days like yesterday remind us that we don't have to judge everything against football. We don't. Other sports can thrive and exist and breathe in their own world. There is an appetite in this country for baseball. Is it the same appetite as football? No. There is an appetite in this country for college basketball. Is it the same as football? No. There's an appetite in this country for a lot of sports. Just because they're not football doesn't mean we have to go out of our way to run down those sports. And baseball yesterday, with those numbers, showed us again. Yeah, it's not the NFL. Nothing is the NFL. And we should celebrate baseball for what it is. A good sport that is very popular in local markets. The Royals, I saw they put out a stat that, and I was listening to Denny yesterday, it was the most attended game the Royals have had. Regular season game the Royals have had.
Since April of 2017.
Since April of 2017. Yeah. Like, Royals fans are back and going to the ballpark. Baseball fans across the sport are going to the ballpark. We don't need to get mired in every time Rob Manfred does something we don't like the ESPN, whatever. It seems like we go out of our way to run down baseball. The NFL would never do this. It's okay that baseball does different things, because yesterday showed us baseball's doing fine. Is it imperfect? Yes. But I feel like the only sport that we just ignore the flaws is football. Every other sport, we fall over ourselves to point out the flaws. I hope we don't do that this year, because yesterday showed us baseball is cool, opening day is cool, and people love baseball.
Yeah, I also think one of the major takeaways from how baseball is doing on a local level should go to show you that all change is not bad. Baseball purists argued adamantly against baseball moving in this direction. Now, I know now no one wants to go back and say, yeah, I was wrong. But if you were against the pitch clock, you were 100% wrong. If you were against having a ghost runner on second base and trying to speed up the game by not having 14, 15, 16 inning games, I think that the public has told you you were wrong in your evaluation of the sport. That change is not necessarily bad. And I understand that we all like things the way that they were when we were kids and what we've grown accustomed to. And that change is unfamiliar. It's different. But baseball had to change in order for it to grow. It had become a very stagnant game. People were falling out of love with the sport. I think by shrinking the game a little bit, making the games go by faster, and forcing more stolen bases, more balls hit into play, it has become a faster, more exciting game, and that is exactly what baseball needs. Baseball's not going to be for everybody, and that's perfectly fine. It doesn't need to be for everybody. I still think it is a game, though, that can find the balance between the purists and the historians and the people that love baseball for the great game that it is, and also be a game for the casuals, also be a game where you want to take your family and your kids and go out to the ballpark and watch it. And that's what I think baseball is finding the perfect lane of being able to do. It is impossible to not be impressed by the numbers that baseball is putting together. So, yes, maybe it's not going to have the same national television footprint that we're used to. There is no more baseball tonight. There are no more web gyms. It's not going to lead SportsCenter the way that it did when you and I were kids. It's maybe not going to create the stars that it did when we were growing up. There is no Ken Griffey Jr. There is no Derek Jeter. There is no Frank Thomas. There is none of those. Maybe they don't have those kind of marketable players or pieces that they used to. But what you have is a product that people are willing to spend their money on and go to the ballpark and support. And I, if you are selling a product, I don't really know if there should be a goal that's much greater than that one. People feel comfortable enough to buy a ticket, go out there and support their local team. They feel good enough to continue to buy the hats, buy the merch, and continue to go out there. I think baseball is doing exactly what it is supposed to do in terms of getting people to engage with their product and go out there.